which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is lying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Dominic! Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Okay. Although my Friday got thrown off because I guess Rachel's ear infection came back.
Oh, yeah.
So she came home early because she was in immense pain and actually threw up a couple times. So I took her back to MedExpress, even though we had a an appointment for a doctor on Monday.
And so you had an appointment for the real doctor, but you went to the urgent care.
Yeah, because it was like 4 o'clock. Because she came home and pretty much just went to bed, and because she was going to go to the chiropractor.
Mm.
And then I was like, I went in and it basically she made it seem like she was dying. And I got a thermometer, a little digital, you know, mouth thermometer, and I, not the one that you stick in the butt.
Didn't get her that one?
No. So I took a temperature, and the first time it said it was like 100.7. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I did that right. And I was like, let me take it again. And then it came back and it was like 98.7. I was like, all right, I don't know if I'm doing this right, but you may have a fever. So we're going to cancel the chiropractor and I'm going to take it to the other place.
Yeah. Yeah, was it one of those ones that you shake? You shake it violently before you put it in someone's mouth?
No. It was one of the digital ones. And that wasn't like
the digital. I was thinking of the one that like
has mercury in it? Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like the one my mom, she'd take it out of the thing and she'd like look like she was like hitting someone and then she'd shove it in my mouth.
Yeah. So the
they need to bring those back.
So she didn't have a it turns out after they went, she did not have a temperature, but they did give her a bunch of drugs.
Nice. Drugs.
So something for pain, and then they were like, okay, so if nothing improves as of tomorrow, you need to go to the hospital because it may be meningitis. And I was I know meningitis isn't good, but I don't remember exactly what it is. But I looked it up, and it was, like, fever, vomiting, and, like, other stuff. And, like, she had none of the symptoms as of the second day. She never got a fever. So I was like, I don't think you have meningitis, so I think we're going to be okay on this. And, like, her neck pain and everything went away. Because it was only on one side, and she was like, she was kind of worried, and I was like, it's as long as it goes away. Because I remember from an episode of House where it was like, you can't like bend your neck if you have meningitis.
Well, yeah. I was just thinking, like, I'm surprised it wasn't lupus.
Yeah, I was like, I'm positive that I'm gonna go based off this episode of House that I once watched. That you do not have meningitis, you may have lupus. Though.
You may have lupus.
It was never lupus though. But they,
I was just gonna ask, was it ever lupus? Because I don't recall. But they mentioned it every episode, and I remember they'd be like, "Yeah, it could be lupus." And I'm like, "How many people come in there with lupus?" And then it never was.
I think finally, like, season, like, 4 or 5, or how many seasons was that show on? It was on a lot.
I want to say it was on 5 or 6 seasons. Yeah, I'll look it up.
Okay, yeah, one of the later seasons, though, like, instead of bringing back the evil leapers and, like, having, like, a evil Dr. House, which I guess would be, like, a good Dr. House... Like he was
less of an asshole Dr. House.
Yeah, like he was really nice, but he was always wrong, and the patient always died.
It was like, and they're like, you know what? I would have preferred if you were mean and saved me.
Yeah,
like he was a really nice guy, but he sucked at his job.
Yeah, but my wife died. Yeah, I think,
but he was really great.
I think one of those episodes they were finally like. he was narrowing everything down, and at the end, like, he was like, hey, you know what? It finally was lupus. Like, he acknowledges that it was...
You know, well, that seems ridiculous, because it was always like they would sit down, like, right away. Like right after you first, like, get an idea of what's going on with the patient.
Yeah.
And then they run through the things. And lupus is always, like, the third thing they mention. Why wasn't it that time?
Yeah. Now, if I remember correctly, I feel like the premise of House was the cold open was something going terribly wrong, like, yeah, with a person, and, like, all of a sudden they would be shitting out of their mouth, or, like, blood be coming out of their ass or something. Like, something bad happened.
Shit coming out of the mouth, blood coming. Well, yeah, I do remember the one person with shit coming out of the mouth. That was bad.
And then they, and then the, like, the sister from Mad About You had a stroke or something like that. And she was trying to remember the acronym for having a stroke. Anyway, we're getting off topic now. So that was the start of it. And then they went in, and then, like, somehow House got the case. And then he never saw the patient. And they would, like, he would have him run tests and everything. And then it was like, in the third act, he'd be like, okay, now I'm going to see the patient.
Yeah.
And he would have to see the patient for something. And then, like, then he would pick up on what it was and figure it out. Like, I was like, why don't you just look at the patient earlier and then figure it out?
Well, they would also always, they'd start treating them for things that they're like, well, it could very well be this. So they'll just start, like, giving them medication. And it was never, like, the first two things that they picked.
Yeah.
They were like, we'll start them on this, we'll start them on that. It was never those two. Every time that they said it, I was like, well, don't even bother, because I know it's going to be, like, the third or fourth thing you come up with. I just looked it up. House was on for 8 seasons.
Wow.
With 177 episodes. Dude, I remember seeing, I want to say the first season was 2004.
That sounds about right.
Yes, 2004, because I remember seeing the ads for it during the 2004, like, baseball playoffs, and I was like, oh my god, this show looks so stupid, and I hated the commercials. And I was like, I'm never watching this fucking show. Bah, 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 bah. And then it was actually pretty good, and it ended up lasting 8 seasons, apparently. I was very surprised.
Actually, it was like the halfway point, because this was an article that was written on lupus.org.
Oh, God.
They wrote a news thing on November 28th, 2007. Finally, it's a lupus diagnosis on House. After being ruled out many times during the past 4 seasons, Dr. Gregory House finally made a diagnosis of lupus.
Oh, God.
On behalf of the more than 5 million people around the world with lupus and their families and friends, the Lupus Foundation of America congratulates and thanks the producers, cast, and crew of the hit Fox television series for focusing greater attention on lupus.
Oh, my God. People were like, I suffer from something. I really hope that people talk about it on a Fox TV show.
In episode 408, episode 8 of season 4, entitled You Don't Want to Know, Dr. House, played by veteran award-winning actor Hugh Laurie, diagnoses a magician with lupus after the magician has several seizures and his kidneys start to shut down.
You know, I remember the premise of it. I don't know if maybe I didn't see the whole thing.
Can you look up that episode?
Or what?
Because I want to see if the magician... Yeah, see, you don't want to know. I want to see if the magician was somebody. Okay. It has been a long-running bit on HouseMD for doctors to continually exclude lupus from the list of possible conditions. However, television shows such as HouseMD can help millions of viewers to learn about medical conditions. While lupus had always been excluded, information about the disease was being provided to a wide audience, causing many to learn more about it. The LFA is pleased that the show has generated attention for lupus. However, it was great to finally have lupus ruled in for a change.
That was great.
I'm so glad somebody finally got lupus. According to David Shore, executive producer for HouseMD, quote, it was a big moment for us as well to finally pay off this long tease of wrong lupus diagnosis. And while the storyline for the magician character did not carry over to the next episode, Mr. Shore reports that viewers can rest, quote, rest assured, though, lupus will once again be a wrong diagnosis in the future. And again and again.
And again and again and again. Let's see. All right, I got it. At 4:08, let's see who the fucking guest appearance is. Oh, boy. You don't want to know. Let's see. Connor Cole and audience. Right. Steve Valentine. He's got a Wikipedia page.
That name sounds familiar.
He was best known for his role as eccentric Nigel Townsend on NBC's crime drama Crossing Jordan, and as Harry Flynn in... Oh, he was also played a character in Uncharted 2. And also was a voice in Dragon Age.
Okay, I know who. Yeah, he's. I recognize the guy. I was thinking it would be like an actual magician. For some reason, I was thinking it was like Penn Jillette or something.
Isn't he thin now?
Did yes, he
lose
is.
All the weight.
Yeah
that's interesting.
But anyway, so meningitis I learned about from House, and I knew that it was like a neck thing because there was like a meningitis outbreak, and then there was this one girl that they were like looking at, and House was like, she doesn't have meningitis, and they were like, but she like can't move her neck, and he was like, no, she can't move it like side to side, but she can move it up and down and loop, and now lupus meningitis is the
you
other
just
one.
Want to talk about lupus.
I do. Let's talk about lupus. So yeah, so anyway, so my wife does not have meningitis. But I think she's been so busy the last couple of weeks with everything she does besides work that like she didn't quite fully recover from her ear infection, so it came back.
Came back.
Yeah.
With a vengeance.
Yeah. But we got I got her a doctor's appointment because Friday morning she wasn't feeling that well, and she texted me and was like, "Can you try and get me a doctor's appointment?" And we don't have like a family doctor that we go to on the regular basis. It's been on our to-do list and we never actually got around to doing it. So I call around and I'm trying to find somebody that maybe has Saturday hours or whatever. But I call a place and I explain to the woman that I'm trying to set up a new patient appointment for my wife. That's important to the story.
Okay.
And then she goes, well, did she sign like a release thing so that we can get her records? And I was like, I would assume not. But she, like, we haven't had a family doctor for a long time, so I don't know like who or even last doctor was. And she was like, well, did she have a pediatrician? And I was like, I would assume so, but we've never talked about it.
We've never really broached that
stuff. And they were like, okay, well, we'll have to get her to come in and sign that so we can get her records before we can see her. And I was like, you guys can't just like make an appointment and she can sign that form when she comes in because she kind of needs a doctor's appointment. And she was like, well, I guess we can see her once before she does that. And I was like, all right.
Oh, God. I like to be difficult.
And then I gave her the information and she was like, okay, well, let me just see if we have her in her system. And I was like, okay, but I don't think you do. And she was like, well, let me check. So I gave her both names. And she was like, no, we don't have her in. And I was like, all right, I kind of figured. She's like, all right, so let me set her up. I'm like, please don't ask me, like, height and weight, because I don't know. And I'm not going to – height.
And I don't want to ask.
Yeah. Height, I kind of have an idea. She's like 5'6", 5'7". Weight, I was like, I don't know, but I'm going to guess she wishes the number was smaller. Is that – will that fit in the box? Like, can you put that down? But she didn't ask me that, but she did go – she go, is she white? And I went, yeah. She goes, Hispanic or non-Hispanic? And I was like, non-Hispanic? Wouldn't that automatically, by me saying white, like, is there, like, a group of white people that also consider themselves Hispanic?
No, there's Hispanic people that consider themselves white.
And then she goes, married, single, divorced. And I was like, married. She's my wife. I said that at the start of the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, and even when she was like
very close attention. Yes.
So that was fun. So another great customer service story after the ones that we had in our last episode, which will be going up shortly and is pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Very good.
Actually, I wanted to follow up on our last episode briefly before we get into our things today. Also, should we welcome people to the show? We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't.
Should we start doing that? Maybe we should start doing that. I was thinking that the other time, but now we've already started. So it's kind of too late to like start from the beginning, but maybe now we can be like, welcome everyone.
Well, it was like that was just like the opening to like the Bond movie.
Yeah,
you know, and we that was the Bond like, opening, and now we're going to do the credits. We're going to take our clothes off and dance like just sexy silhouettes.
Yes, yes. Or we could fight like in like Casino Royale and like, and you know what? Let's go like Roger Moore and like dance sexily.
Yeah.
And we'll do it in high definition so you can see our nipples.
Yeah, so you can see our guys. And, yeah. Well, you'd need the high definition.
Yeah. So welcome to But You're Wrong. I am Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
And thank you for joining us. So following up on the last episode, which we recorded the day of the Super Bowl that I forgot about, we were talking about Super Bowl ads, so I thought we could take a moment to discuss all the great Super Bowl ads that we saw during the Super Bowl. All right, now that we're done with that segment...
I was serious. I was going to say, I don't even really remember any of them.
I watched a couple of them on YouTube, but I don't remember them. Like, nothing stood out.
No. I mean, maybe there were good ones and I just wasn't paying attention, but
I know people,
which is certainly possible.
I know people were upset by the Anheuser-Busch one. Where he, like, came to America and then... One of the guys came to America, and then like they formed the partnership and made the beer, and then people were like, that focuses too much on immigration.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another one, which I didn't watch, something that got censored because it had something to do with Trump building a wall or something.
Well, it was like, it was a lumber company, and it was like, it had the wall, and then there was like a door, and it like the two, like the mother and the child... illegal immigrants went through the door, and then it was like such and such lumber. It was like I didn't see it, but I was just like okay. I don't know. I didn't really get like what they were trying to say about it. Like, were they like, hey, we'll hire illegal immigrants because we can pay them less?
I don't know.
I wasn't really sure where they were going with it. I guess I don't really have an opinion on it. But yeah.
No, this is just like I wanted just like a quick list so I could skim through and see like. Let's see. Here's a Forbes list. Let's see if they actually. Because I can't remember any of them.
Oh, you know what? I remember one. I remember the Audi commercial that was like pro woman. And I was watching the Super Bowl with some very liberal women. And they like loved it, and one of them said that they were going to buy an Audi, and I was like, I didn't say anything, but I wanted to be like, you realize that they're just trying to sell you a product, right? Like, as much as like it might have been nice, like it was like a nice ad, but I was like, at the end of the day, she's like, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna buy an Audi now. I was like, A, no, that's not like a whim purchase. B, so the advertisers did exactly what they wanted to do to get you to spend $70,000 on a car.
I don't remember the Audi one at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's the Mr. Clean one. Mr. Clean gets all sexy.
Oh wait, no, never mind. I did see him. He was dancing around. It wasn't really that sexy. He still moves like a robot.
Well, he was trying to be all sexy.
Well, I didn't find it very sexy.
They were all very political, I feel like, too.
Was there, I mean, usually there's some really stupid Mountain Dew or Doritos commercials, and I don't remember those.
I don't remember those.
I'm sure that they were still just as dumb as ever.
There was the Mercedes ones that was Easy Rider. That I think that I want to say was shot by the Coen brothers. I may have made that up.
Really?
But I think it was. And now I can't get back to this list. I'm in one of those loops where I can't hit the back button.
Oh, really?
You know where
are you viewing things as a slideshow and you're in some like weird site?
Yeah, it's like we don't want you to leave our site, so you can't.
Yeah, and then there's the ads. It's like new traffic rule in Latrobe has people going crazy.
Yes.
you'll be amazed when you see her transformation.
Yeah. This lady had no idea what everyone was looking at.
Oh, I love that one. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I've clicked on one of those once and it was, I don't think it had like anything to do with, like, I think they're obviously trying to insinuate that you're going to, like, see a badge or something.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it, and I was like, this has nothing to do with that.
No, yeah, you never see one.
Badge.
You never see one.
If I want to see a badge, I'll go to one of my normal sites.
Yeah, I don't know. This isn't working now. Oh, wait. No, you know what the one I did like was? The Squarespace one with John Malkovich.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, but I'm John Malkovich.
Yeah, he called up the guy that owned JohnMalkovich.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was probably the best.
That probably was the best one. The Honda one actually wasn't too bad. But it wasn't with all like the Celebrity Yearbook pictures and stuff like that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea what Snickers was doing.
I don't recall.
With Kylo Ren doing something.
No, I didn't see it.
But anyway, yeah, there wasn't that many good ones. I think I have even less reasons to watch the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, I think I am over the commercial.
Yeah.
The commercials.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
No.
And then finally certainly. When they're like, hey, they did a commercial on the level of Mean Joe Green, then I'll be like, all right, I'll start watching it again.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's, you know, that's like one in a million. Like, yeah. That never happens. Like a classic commercial.
Yeah, it's not. It's been a while.
It's, yes.
We also talked about how the top story that all I saw on, you see on Pittsburgh local news is that people had to boil water.
Oh, yeah.
People still have to boil water, but for different reasons now. But
what would happen now?
I don't know. It still doesn't affect me. It still doesn't affect me.
Still boiling water?
Yeah, there was some kind of a leak or something, and something. And they said they had to boil water, and a school in the area shut down for a while.
Oh,
they were affected by it. But we had a bad windstorm. One day, and for the next 3-4 days, the top story was about the bald eagle family that had a nest somewhere in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
and because the tree got destroyed in the windstorm.
Oh boy!
And there was an egg in the nest. So they were just like, every time they came back from the commercial, they were just like, all right, in our top story this morning, terrible winds blew down the tree with the bald eagle family. No word yet on the status of the egg that was just laid there. Crews are going to be inspecting the situation at daylight. And I'm like, geez, okay, we get it. Something happened. Like, that's
people
the top story to lead with?
People are more into the bald eagle's, I was going to say house, tree being destroyed than they would have been had, like, a actual family, their house burns down and, like, two of them die.
Yeah.
That would have been, like, a 1.5-minute segment. The bald eagle sounds like that was many minutes.
Well, and then they finally got footage of them flying around. So then the top story was like, update on the bald eagle family. New footage shows that there might be hope in the future after all. And you're just like, oh my God, just
Like, can somebody just get murdered or something so that they can have something else to run? Yeah,
maybe buy an bald eagle.
Yeah.
Those things are mean, man. Yeah. There's one that lives near my office, and, like, you'll randomly, like, walk through the parking lot, and they'll just be, like, pieces of an animal. Just, like, strewn about. And you're like, oh, Jesus. And it's him. And he, like, drops the pots. I walked out. It was just a pair of, like, wings from another bird just in on the floor, on the ground. And I'm like, what? And someone was like, oh, yeah, it's the bald eagle.
Yeah, it's the bald eagle.
Oh, God. What a perfect bird for this country.
Yeah.
It's just very fitting.
A guy comes over and he's like, well, I guess I'll just clean up these body parts. The bald eagle flies down and looks at him. And he's just like, leave it. What? Just,
don't touch it, please. I'm coming back for that.
I'm leaving it as a warning for the other animals.
Yeah. I've saw him once. Man, he's big. He's a big dude, that bald eagle.
His nickname is Tiny. It's one of those ironic
nicknames. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's like a big, fat Mexican guy that they call Tiny. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
But did he like, make a gesture to you or anything? Or, like?
No. I saw him, like, kind of, like, soaring majestically.
Did he make, like, the Robert De Niro meet the parents kind of thing, where he's like, I'm watching you?
Oh, the eyes? Yeah. No, he didn't do that. I think it was him. I mean, it was a big fucking bird. But, no, normally I just see the aftermath of whatever it murdered. And, some of the guys I work with have a nickname for it. It's something funny, but I can't think of it right now.
It's like,
something to do with, like, a murderer or something.
I look forward to when, like, somebody comes there and is, like, looking at it, and they look at the dead bodies, and they're just like, it's murdering for sport now. Like, it has me in this. It's like Jurassic World. It's killing for sport.
Yeah. Well, you know, so I was just... It's funny you mentioned the Jurassic Park, because when you mentioned the egg, right, of the bald eagle being whatever, I don't know what happened to it in the tree, but, like, all I could think of was, I bet it could survive a fall, because it's probably, like, a raptor egg.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably, like, pretty thick, right? I mean, it's not like it's a fucking chicken egg.
I mean...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
They gotta be big.
Let's, Hayes Bald Eagle Cam, CBS Local. Let's see if...
Oh, Jesus.
I want to find out if the... Because there's a live camera that you can watch of...
No, I want you to go to this site. I just think it's ridiculous.
That was the big thing. They got footage of the birds flying around, and they were like, they seem to have twigs in their mouth, so they must be rebuilding their nest.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like the egg was lost, too.
Oh.
Because it said, instead of dwelling...
Start over again.
Well, okay, here's the good part. Let's see. Instead of dwelling on the loss of the nest and egg after their hackberry tree was downed, the eagles have begun following their instinct and rebuilding their nest in another location. Like, the eagles would just be like, oh my god, we lost our egg.
Yeah, but we're gonna give up.
What are we gonna do? We've lost our house.
Yeah. No, they're just gonna give up in life. They're just gonna get, like, a job at Starbucks and live in a shitty apartment.
Like, they're gonna get a divorce and then get back together years later and, like, run into each other and be like, it was never the same after that storm where we lost, like, the egg.
Yeah. No, like, hey, it's good seeing you. You look good. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Bird watchers have already spotted the eagles gathering twigs and other material suitable for nesting, which is a sign that the trauma of losing the egg is more a human preoccupation than anything the eagles are experiencing. Yeah.
Obviously, they're not. What, are they going to sit there and cry? Like, oh my god, the egg is gone.
Like us, the eagles are invested in the future. They have 401k.
Some of us. That's a little bit general of a statement.
Honey, it's okay. We have insurance. Let me just call my agent and we'll get the money to rebuild the nest.
It won't hurt to. it won't hurt if you miss work.
If we had to. And then the Affleck duck comes in, Affleck, and then the Eagles, and then
they just rip them to shreds.
You just see the beak in the parking lot. They may have lost their home of 5 years, but they understand on an instinctual level that their purpose, as long as they're alive, is to reproduce.
I don't think they understand that. I think they just do it.
Yeah, do they have anything beyond an instinctual level?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really know how smart bald eagles are. I'm assuming they're not. I don't know. I feel like they probably don't think about it.
Probably not.
Like, hey, you know, we got to keep pushing forward. We gotta make another egg. You know, let's do it.
This is the all next right, line. Janine, what a great eagle name. That means a new nest takes priority over mourning or depression.
Oh God, mourning or depression.
I just got an image of the bald eagle sitting on the couch in my therapist's office.
He's just got a pillow over his face.
He's like, so what's new? Since we lost the house, we haven't had sex in weeks.
I was just gonna say, we haven't had sex in 3 months. I need to make more eggs. It's instinctual. I don't know. I just don't know what to do.
Bernie just doesn't understand.
I need sex.
I mean, he's busy rebuilding the nest and everything, but I just want to get fucked.
I know. I'm not, first I was mourning the loss of the egg. Now I'm mourning the loss of a dick.
I like how you slipped into the Myers. What's up?
I know. Oh my God, kid.
Let's see. The remote camera that has observed them for half a decade will be repositioned, but for now, we'll have to settle for the Eagles of Harmar. I don't know what that means.
What? Is it another family?
I guess so. The Hayes
they
bald
survived
eagles.
A flood 10 years ago.
And after a brief period of mourning, they started fucking again, and it was fine.
Yeah, no, now they're a happy family again until the next natural disaster.
I mean, they did have to appear on an episode of Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah.
To overcome their loss. But
how did you manage this? How did you get through?
Oh, we instinctually moved. we couldn't just rest on our laurels.
There was no time to mourn. Meanwhile, let humans dwell on the loss of the tree and nest. Eagles know what they have to do. Eagles have to fly.
Oh, God. Who wrote this shit?
Well, it was by the editorial board.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, that's convenient. So no one in particular gets blamed for this idiocy.
Yeah, one guy wrote it, and then the editor was like, all right, let's just change this last line to, instead of saying that eagles know what they have to do, eagles have to fuck, let's say eagles have to fly. How about that?
I'm surprised they didn't go with soar. That would have been really uplifting. Eagles have to soar.
Well, probably since we're in Pittsburgh, what happened was they were like, eagles have to soar. And they were like, no, let's just go to a thesaurus. And then they just went with fly. They worked backwards. Oh,
are you insinuating that people might not get it?
Yeah, they were just like, let's just go to this other thing.
Fly.
Yeah, fly.
Let's go with fly.
Yeah, less letters, it'll be easier to understand.
Yeah. Nice.
So you had finally got a podfession for us, huh?
Yeah, I it was actually something that I had not thought about in years. I mean, probably like I mean, this must have been like 8-9 years ago.
Okay. So House was still on the air.
Yeah, House was still going strong. And I remember, yeah, I was really maybe like 22 or so. And I don't remember the circumstances of like why I was out or anything, but I was driving in the old Corolla. It was probably like right after I first got it. So maybe it wasn't as long. No, it could have been. I had that thing a long time. Anyways, so I was, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was like looking like down the road. You know when you kind of like you're driving forward and you're like looking to make sure that no one's going to come and hit you, but you're not really paying attention to the person in front of you. Like say like you're getting on a highway or you're like merging into something.
Yeah.
So I mean, I knew that there was a car in front of me, but like I figured that they would just go. And so I was like way more concerned on coming down Morrissey Boulevard. It's a pretty busy road. And so I just hit the gas and just boom, slam into the car in front of me. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I get out of the car and it's this girl. She must have been 16. And it was definitely her parents' car. And, because it wasn't, like, a really nice car, but it was, like, a little bit too nice for a 16-year-old to be driving.
Yeah.
You know? It was, like, the parents' Buick or something, as opposed to her, like, shitty Chevy or whatever.
So her parents were really old, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I said a Buick. Yeah. Let's say, like, a Camry.
I was going to say, like, let's say, like, a Lincoln.
It wasn't that nice.
An Acura? Let's say, okay, it was an Acura. Let's go with that.
Okay, let's go with that. Yeah. A nice Honda is what it is.
Yes. It was a nicer Honda.
Yeah. So she comes out, like, I mean, she's, like, terrified. She's, like, shaking. And I'm like, oh, God. So she, like, walks to the back and, like, she's, like, looking at her car. And it was dark, so I'm not, like, 100% sure. But, I mean, there was a mark, like, you could, like, pretty much see the outline of my license plate holder in the bumper. And okay. I was like, oh. And she's like, oh, is there any damage to your car? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And she's like, should we, like, exchange info? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, if you don't want to, it's all right. I was like, I'm good. I think it's fine. And she's like, okay. And she, like, gets back in the car and takes off. And I'm like, I get back in my car, I'm like, oh, God, I'm a terrible person.
So you just took advantage of her stupidity.
Stupidity, youth. Fullness, like basically, yeah, she just
what's the drive? First of all, do you have to have a front license plate in Massachusetts?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so you could see the plate holder, because I thought you were gonna say you could see my license plate.
Oh my God, dude, can you imagine if like it it like left an imprint of my license plate?
And you guys
did the parents get back and they're like, did you get his information? It's like, well, I guess you didn't need to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, you could just see like the rectangle.
The dad has to do like one of those paper things.
the shading thing. He's like, all right, now wait, it's backwards.
Yeah. Flip it around. He like gives it to the cops and he's like, I got their license plate. And they're like, wait a minute, it doesn't match anything in our system. It was backwards.
It's backwards.
Yeah. And then they have to do all the shitty CSI Boston crime scene investigation.
Takes place at a Dunkin' Donuts.
They scan it into a computer and have to like flip the image. And they're like,
CSI Boston.
Do you think we can get that done today? I don't know, Chief. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, I don't know, guy. I'm going to the game later. I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but, it's a pretty big game with the Sox, so yeah. I'm no kid.
Yankees are intense. So.
Yeah.
But So I was just like, yeah, no, it's fine. She got in. She and she left. I'm just like, ugh, thank God. But still, I was just, I think back to that now, and I'm like, damn, what a dick move. You know, she, like that was
like, did she look? Did she look at it?
Yeah, she kind of like came back and like did like a, like she didn't like get up close and look at it, and it was dark, but I could definitely see that there was like a weird shape. I mean, like a weird like outline shape on the bumper, and she was just like, okay, and that was good enough for her.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, she probably got home. Her dad probably beat the shit out of her.
Well, it depends. Was she in Quincy? Was she from Quincy, you think? Because if so, then yes, yeah, that definitely happened.
I don't know. We were in Dorchester, but she was heading that way back to Quincy, so.
And wouldn't it be great if that had happened? And then, like, not that her dad beat her, but, like, something happened.
They would have been great.
But then, she sees you randomly somewhere on the street, and she's like, oh, my God, that's the guy. We have to hunt him down.
Oh, God. Yeah. This girl with a black eye just pops out of a bush and hits me with a baseball bat.
Yeah. And then she's like, her vengeance, bitch.
Oh, Jesus. Nice little slip in there, Keith.
ladies taking the law into their own hands.
Yeah.
Her and her lesbian lover jump you.
That'd be great.
That three people get that joke that's listening to that. You, me, yeah. and then the one other person that would get that joke.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Eventually people will get that. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that someday.
I don't know, will they?
No, I'm saying we'll talk about it. Like, it won't actually...
We'll force their hand.
Yeah, it's not like all of a sudden they'll be like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, I was
I get that reference.
Yeah, wait a minute. I was watching the Oscars the other day. And now that I think about it,
they Keith and Greg. They knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, it took like a year, but I finally figured it out.
Finger is very close to the pulse of society.
Yeah. They're ahead of their time.
Yeah, we are something. That's
they're
for sure.
They're really big into underground culture.
Oh yeah, deep underground.
Yeah, it's not even underground. It's like deep underground. It's so underground, the underground doesn't even know about it.
Right, yeah, it's you're close to hitting China, that's how deep you've dug.
Yeah. You're on the other side of the Earth's core. shit. How old do you have to be to, like, drive on your own in Massachusetts?
16, but there's restrictions on how many, like, people that you can have in the car. So, like, I think for your first like 6 months while you have your license, you're only supposed to have either people that are over 21, or if they're not, they have to be family members.
Okay.
And you might only, it might be that you're only supposed to drive like between like 6 a.m. and midnight or something like that.
That's not so bad. I feel,
what'd you say?
That's not so bad.
No. I mean, obviously, I didn't really follow that. And obviously, I didn't really follow the thing where it's like you're not supposed to drive around with your friends. I mean, like that, you know. I think there was a fairly new rule when I got my license. I think it had only been around for a couple years with those restrictions.
I think there was something like that in New Jersey, too.
Yeah, probably.
Because I was wondering, maybe she wasn't even supposed to be out, so she was just like, oh my god, let me just, like, put it back in the garage and see, like, I'll just put it back in the garage and pretend like it didn't happen.
Right. Like, she was breaking the law, too, so she was like, oh no, I just gotta get home. Because I one time, I was leaving work, leaving GOAT, actually, and I was headed down the road, and I was headed to the liquor store, of course, and This was five in the afternoon, but it had just rained. And the guy in front of me, I don't know if he stopped short, but I didn't notice until, until I was right up on him. And I hit the brakes. My car slid on the wet pavement, and I hit the back of him. And he had a pickup truck, so his back bumper was metal. Totally fucked up my car, but didn't do anything or nothing that I could tell. But I didn't get a good look at it because the dude just fucking took off. He just left. He just didn't even like pay any attention to the fact that I slammed into the back of his car. He just kept going. So I'm assuming that was a kind of a situation like that where this guy like had a warrant out for his arrest, or he was drunk, or there was something, like some reason he should not be driving. And yeah, he was like, you know what? I'm not even going to deal with it. I'm going to pretend that this idiot didn't just slam into the back of my car.
I'm just going to assume this didn't happen.
Right. Like, I don't think it made a difference because I don't think he had any damage, but I fucking did. I mean, there was nothing I could have done. I would have had to pay out of pocket anyways, but yeah.
Well,
I don't think she was in quite the same situation as that guy, whatever that guy was up to. I mean, he might have been, it was Quincy, he might have been drunk at 5 p.m.
That guy, or driving around. He might have had a gun in the car that was illegal.
An illegal gun.
Or maybe some drugs.
Maybe he had a suspended license.
Or drugs. You know?
Drugs, yeah, definitely, yeah. He had some H in the back.
Maybe he had a lot of cans.
He was running a can ring.
Yeah.
Illegal can distributing.
He was counterfeiting cans and making them out of paper.
Oh, God. He was selling them for 1 cent. People cashing them in for five. Oh, God. That's great. Yeah, counterfeit cans. That would be, if that would be a thing anywhere, it'd be fucking Quincy, Massachusetts. Counterfeit cans.
Yeah, how do you counterfeit a can?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. You got some sort of contraption where you just stick aluminum, like sheet metal in, and it just makes it look like a can. I feel like that would cost more money than the 5 cents you get.
Is it just like paper mache cans?
Paper mache? I don't know. It's like that tea paper that they use for the little walls. Like the thing, remember the thing we had in the hotel room? It wasn't paper. But we had like that little divider between the living room and the bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah, that was classic.
So something like that is what we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, that doesn't explain anything about a counterfeit can. I just made like three different connections to something that no one else really gets.
Quincy is a shady area. I don't think I talked about this before. So I don't want to get too involved in this topic, but we'll just tell everybody that I'm changing jobs yet again. And my last job was in the automotive industry, selling cars. And there was a thing, though.
On the fringe of the automotive industry.
I was on the underground of the automotive industry.
Yeah, it was real underground stuff.
But there's a list that the manufacturer keeps of people that are known to have exported vehicles.
Oh.
Because you can't export a new car. Like, used ones you can, but there's certain limitations and everything, and you have to hold the title for so many months or whatever to do it. So you can look them up by a couple different ways, like just their name, their address, their phone number. But you can also just look up, like, a specific town.
Mm.
So I looked up, and I think I told you this once. I forget how many there were. I want to say there were like 50. I looked up Quincy, and there were like 50 exporters in Quincy.
Really?
And they were almost entirely Asian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're probably shipping Toyotas off to wherever.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot.
Yeah, there were a lot.
It was 45 Asians and 5 Italians.
Yeah. Actually, I think there were a couple of Italians, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Because I think I looked you up just to make sure that you were legit.
Just making sure I wasn't screwing around with used cars.
I just gotta keep you honest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely something you wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah. But yeah, so if there's anything that's going to be going on that's illegal, like counterfeiting cans, that's where it's happening.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's a happening place. weird things happen, but it's happening.
This is like, I want to figure out if this is a legitimate business idea. Like, would somebody actually do this in counterfeit cans?
I mean, like, now we're bordering on a Seinfeld storyline.
Yeah, like, could somebody come to me and be like, I got a way to counterfeit cans? I'm like, why would you want to? I don't know.
I think that's the thing. I mean, it's almost genius because it's so stupid and like no one would ever think of it, but it's so stupid because if you're going to counterfeit something, you probably should pick something more valuable than cans.
Yeah, like if you're gonna go to that much trouble, probably figure out something else.
You might as well just start counterfeiting money.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, would you even go to jail for counterfeiting cans? Like, is there even a law? It's like, yeah, no,
I think
30 days in prison if you counterfeit cans.
I'm sure if you try to turn them in to get money, I'm sure they would charge you with some kind of fraud.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess. Like, if... Well, yeah, I guess because there's probably video cameras in the bottle return thing at, like, the Stop and Shop and stuff.
Yeah.
Or,
well, like, and then when
brought
they
brought them to one of the places, like, when the actual bottle return places.
Yeah, or when they, like, go to collect the cans out of the machine, they're like, wait a minute, these are made out of paper.
I feel like the machine would reject that, but this isn't a real can.
So...
And then they go back to the tape and see who was putting them in.
So they like go back to the tape and then they like do a little sting operation and like.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome. A can sting.
Yeah. Like there's a guy inside the machine that's like testing everyone.
you put it in and you just feel a hand come and grab the can. You're like, oh, this new machine is really, really cool.
And then as soon as he feels one of the fake ones, he's like, all units, go, 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 go.
He just reaches out and grabs your arm. He's like, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you just hear from the machine, freeze. What?
Freeze, this is the police.
Someone let me out of this thing.
Give me a minute to get out of the machine. They cut our budget.
Some maintenance guy has to come over with like a whole like thing of keys, like a janitor, and open it up.
But he keeps finding the wrong one. Hey, oh, nope, not that one. Nope, nope, not that one. Hang on. And the guy's just hanging on to your arm the whole time.
He's just, yeah, you just have to stand there. That would be cool. I mean, there is one of those legit bottle return places towards the point.
That's too much risk, like, though. Like, you can't take a fake can to a place like
right?
that.
Those are professionals.
Yeah.
That one, in particular, they have this big garage door, and someone took, like, spray paint and just wrote gooks on the door. Oh, and as far as I know, they haven't washed it off. It's been there for years.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they just embraced it.
So speaking of counterfeiting stuff, I had a discussion at work the other day, and some of the younger kids that worked there didn't believe that you could counterfeit a $100 bill, and they were like, "No, they're new; they're made not to be counterfeit." And I was like, "If there's a way to make them, people can figure out how to counterfeit them. Like, I'm sure they already exist." And they're like, "No, but it's got the hologram and the strip in it." And I'm like, okay, haven't you ever seen Beverly Hills Cop 3? Like, you can get the paperwork.
That might be a bad question.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, let me back up on here.
Wait. No, you probably haven't.
Yeah. I regret that I didn't. Yeah. But you can get the paper with the strips. You just got to know a guy.
Yeah, I mean, anything that's able to be created, it could be recreated. It's just, yeah. I mean, that's why they keep changing them. Like, it's not like they're going to get to a point like the new ones, right? The new ones are probably very hard to counterfeit. But it's not like 10 years is going to go by and they're like, yeah, we're just going to leave it like that. It's like, no, because people are going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Someone's figuring it out. That's why you're going to change it. That's why it is the way it is now.
Yeah, somebody's going to do it. And then they're going to be like, oh, time to change it again.
Right. You know, like a friend of ours will, you know, will photocopy them using his printer.
Wait, do you actually know somebody that did that?
Yeah, of course. You don't recall that story?
I don't think I know that story.
I don't want to out him. I'm not going to say his name since it is a very illegal act.
Yeah.
I want to say you can get like 5 years for every bill that you make. But he may have counterfeited a few 20s. I forget how many exactly. They looked good. I'll give them that. They looked good, but they didn't feel good. Because you know how money is like, it's like there's like a high like cotton ratio.
Yeah, it's more in the paper. It's more like fabric than paper.
It's like a combo of fabric and paper. So
yeah, you have to get the right paper, which I learned in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Well, all right. So he has not seen
that movie.
Hmm?
He needs to see that movie.
Yes, I feel like he has. But anyways, so he made them, and he was like, "Hey, check this out." And I mean. It's fake, but like I don't know what. I mean, it looks. I mean, it looks real. I was like, "Well, what'd you do?" He's like, "Yeah, made it myself." And I'm like, "All right." So this gentleman that we know very well, he used at least one or two at the cafeteria where he works, and they figured it out that it wasn't real. They didn't know who it came from, though. Also bought me a couple drinks one night with fake money. So we had kind of a I wouldn't say I didn't really participate in the intervention to tell him to stop. Everyone else was telling him to stop. I was telling him we got to keep going because we got to get the right paper. I was told to shut up by our other friends because I was just instigating. But yeah, that was a thing for a few days. that was very funny. That was it was probably like a week and a half that went on.
Wow.
I was like, dude, come on. I was like, we'll go down to the art supply store. We'll find some good paper. And they were like, shut up.
Wow.
I'm sure from the story I've told, you can extrapolate who this was.
I think I do. I'm gonna ask you after we end. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I realized though, all my knowledge about criminal activity pretty much comes from movies.
Yeah. I would say for me, movies, documentaries.
Yeah, I mean, some documentaries, and I did get a degree in criminal justice, but even before that, though, a lot of it came from movies. Like, I was having a discussion about money laundering the other day, too, and somebody was like, you put money in the laundry? And I was like, no, money laundering. Haven't you guys seen Office Space?
Yeah.
And he was they were like, no. I was like, but they literally go, I don't know what money laundering is, and they look it up and read the definition of it.
Mm.
And that's how I learned what money laundering was.
No. Or it could be, what was it? Was it the town? Where they went down to Foxwoods and, you know, used all the cash from the bank robbery, and they put it in so that it would all get changed out and everything.
Was it the town?
I want to say it was the town because I feel like I remember Jeremy Renner, showing Jeremy Renner at like a table or something. Maybe it was either Or was it, it wasn't The Departed, I don't think.
No. Are you sure it was Jeremy Renner?
Yeah.
Could it have been Avengers Age of Ultron?
I don't
think so. Because he's in that too.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I forgot the Foxwoods scene where they went down to launder money. Yeah, but no, people do that too. If you have stolen money, you go to the casino and, you know, obviously everything's done in cash on the tables. I mean, unless you're getting comped, but that's different. And yeah, and then obviously the money just changes hands a million fucking times in the casino. And before you know it, you have all clean bills.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure it was. It might have been Age of Ultron, but you know, pretty sure it was the town.
Pretty sure it was the town. Let's see. I tried Googling it, and it's not working here.
No. Yeah.
Because it's basically just telling me. I tried to put in film in there, but it's still just telling me the town where Foxwoods is located.
Oh, Uncasville?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Mohegan. That's Mohegan.
Let's see. The town, Wikipedia. I just want to see. I'm just going to try and skim this real quick here. See. Because I don't remember that at all.
It was quick. It was like a 30-second scene.
Oh. All right.
It wasn't, like, central to the plot.
Okay, so it's probably not going to be in the Wikipedia description.
Yeah, probably not. Like, and then they go down to Foxwoods. They also hit the club and got some drinks.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe not.
Yeah. It's all right.
Well, they do say filming also took place at Mohegan Sun for casino scenes. So maybe it was... I don't remember that, but... Then there again. Since I left Boston, I don't really watch Boston movies as much.
Oh. Well, excuse me.
Yeah, I've my viewing of The Departed has gone way down since I left.
so you watch it once a month instead of once a week?
Yeah. I no longer watch it. I'm going to go home and fucking watch The Departed, kid.
Departed, dude. I'm going to have a couple Bud Lights and watch The Departed.
Yeah. Listen to some drop kicks.
Oh, God.
This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Thank you for listening, and remember, no regrets, and if you're a 16-year-old girl driving in Massachusetts, watch out. Greg might hit you in the ass. Thank you for listening to the But You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to bywpodcast@gmail.com.